Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk NBA. Western Conference, beginning with play-ins.
Yes.
Play-in, again, for those who are unfamiliar, 7 plays 8, this is at each conference, 7 plays 8, 9 plays 10. The winner of the 7-8, it's Western Conference tomorrow night, it's Eastern Conference on Wednesday night. The winner of the 7-8 becomes the 7th seed and is in the playoffs. The loser of the 7-8 will take on the winner of the 9-10, and the winner of that subsequent game will be the 8th seed in each conference's playoff seeding. So, now, it's one thing to talk East. It's an entirely different thing to talk West.
Ooh,
beginning with the play-ins tomorrow night. So you have the Lakers and the Pels. Lakers and the Pelicans in the 7-8, where the Pelicans are favored by a point. Total at 225. And then in the 9-10, you have the Kings and the Warriors, where the Warriors, the Dubs, are favored by 2.5. On the road, by the way.
Yeah, Lakers were a bet for me yesterday. Thought that was that number was a couple points off. Adjusted back, they were catching. I bet it at 3.5. I think it closed at like 2. At that point, it opened like 4 or something like that. That was a few points off to me, so I bet it. This would be the number I think this should be with Pelicans laying 1. So I'll probably stay away, Gil. But it would still be a Lakers lean for me in this game. I love this Pelicans team, but they're so matchup dependent when it comes to what Zion can do, and I think this is not a great matchup for them with LeBron and AD out there. So I got nothing on this. Would be lean Lakers.
Okay.
Warriors.
Yes.
Back your boys.
There you go.
My Warriors grabbed that on the opener. Dustin and I were on the air yesterday. We were talking about that at the end of the show. That's moved 2.5 points. They were. I think it opened a pick'em, or maybe even Kings won. I grabbed it at Golden State last night. I laid money line -120, out to 2.5 now. I gotta like him. So I know Steph didn't play yesterday. Not a concern. Not a concern for this game tomorrow night, though. But Sacramento Kings, no Herder still for them. It's just this is tough. It feels like they are kind of stumbling down the stretch out of the playoffs.
Okay, here. I have two questions. One, first of all, well, one is not even a question. One is just me thinking out loud. How unbelievably awesome would a 1-8 between the Thunder and the Warriors be? The Youngs versus the Olds.
Good, yes.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I want to see what the price on the Olds is. Because that should be fascinating to see what that series price will be.
Oh, I don't think you're going to get anything good on the Warriors.
No, like, nothing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the Thunder will be favored. But
not by as much as I'd want them to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. People know about the Warriors is what you're telling me? They're aware of the Warriors?
Right, okay. People are aware.
I'm just curious. I thought I'd sneak them in. Okay, here's the other thing, and I bring this up sheepishly because I don't buy into it at all, but someone brought it up, and I won't even say who because I don't think he'd necessarily want to be associated with this random thought. But speaking of, like, we were talking about seeding on the last day of the NBA season. Because this is not like the East, right? The East has the Celtics 1 and a clear 1. What ended up happening on the last day of the regular season was that OKC ended up with 1 seed. Yeah, I can see you smiling. You know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So someone threw out, okay, if you're the Lakers, do you tank the 7-8 game and then win, then obviously try to win the second game so that you can match up with OKC as opposed to winning the 7-8 and ending up with Denver, who you got housed by last year in the postseason? Now, obviously, my response to that was, you got to be kidding me, because the Warriors can crush you in the next game. If it's the Warriors, you never know if you'll even make the playoffs. But it was worth mentioning because I thought it was a pretty hilarious sort of thing to...
I feel like people that bring this up, by the way, because I heard this from several national media people.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Like, this has been... I saw it on ESPN this morning. I feel like some people that are so gambling adverse, like, then bring this kind of stuff up, right? Like, should you lose this? It's like, no!
What are you talking
what are you
about?
Talking
like, you
about?
Gotta just make you make sure you get in the playoffs.
Playoffs. But I do.
Think it's worth bringing up.
It's worth bringing up because OKC being one. Because here's we always knew this was coming, right? We said it multiple times in the regular season. Because of the nature, like, oh, they're playing so well. But once the playoffs begin, everybody's brain is going to toggle into, oh, they're still babies. And you don't win in the NBA in the postseason that easily. You just don't.
Yeah.
And so teams like the Lakers, teams like the Warriors, better example than both of those, teams like the Suns, which we'll get to here momentarily, right? They're going to get much more benefit of the doubt in most people's minds heading into this than the than the casuals will give OKC.
I have a feeling I will be going down with the Thunder.
Yeah, I think you will too.
there are.
By the way, I agree with you. You will.
Don't get me wrong. There are a couple matchups I'll be staying away from, but
man, I was praying. I mean, I know Drew's brought it up a couple times too. I was praying for OKC Phoenix. I think the Thunder would rip them apart.
That was the one we were talking about all the time in the regular season.
Yeah, I think they would rip them apart. The Lakers are going to be a tougher match. If that's a matchup, don't get me wrong, that will be bad because of the size. Inexperience in the size, right? It is, you are relying on Chet Holmgren so much inside. But you know what? This is where nobody wants to talk about the other side, right? It's, okay, what are the problems for OKC? Who's stopping Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the Lakers?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Okay, here are the two series that are intact right now in the West. And it did end up with Phoenix getting the sixth seed. And let me just say this, because we didn't mention this earlier. The number of places, the percentage of media outlets that got NBA playoff scenarios wrong was unbelievable. And I'm talking about even when I came on here Wednesday. Remember, Kelly and I do a good job of going back to our shows or our segments, and we know when we've botched one. And I remember when we were talking about our first segments last week, the worst one, and I even stopped it in the middle. Remember, I was like, I'm sick of hearing myself, right, going through the playoff scenarios.
Yeah.
Those were somewhat wrong, too. Like after the show, I'm like, that wasn't right. Up until yesterday, some of these Yahoo had Phoenix as a play-in. I'm like, that's not true. So anyway, Phoenix ends up with a six.
It was incredibly complicated, but still, it was amazing
still,
how much was off.
If you're going to publish something, be right about it. Minnesota ends up third of the 1-2-3 between OKC and Denver and Minnesota. They end up three. They're hosting the Phoenix Suns in a 3-6. Minnesota and Phoenix is about as coin flippy as it gets, with Phoenix a tick of a favorite at DraftKings at -115, harkening back to what I was just talking about, how you know, guys like KD and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal are going to get the benefit of the postseason doubt.
Yeah.
So the third-seeded T-Wolves, who inhabited the number one seed for much of this NBA season, are a dog, at least for the moment, in the 3-6.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think if you're the Suns and you had to – I told you you were going to be playing one of the top three teams in the West. This is the team that you want. This is – Timberwolves, they allow – this is a very, very interesting battle of contrasting styles. Timberwolves' defense allow a lot of mid-range shots. That's where the Suns live in offensively. Flip it around, right? This is a Minnesota team that's going to look to beat you down at the rim and at three, and that puts a lot of pressure on Nurkic then for the Suns to stay out of foul trouble, to be effective defensively. You brought up the word. It's coin flippy for me. So I did make bets in this one, but I think if you find over 5.5 games, compare prices, shop around, over 5.5 games is where I'd go. I actually bet exactly what we're looking at on this graphic, though. I bet the total games at 6 and 7, a little bit better numbers than what's posted now. But that's just a whole math thing, right? What makes more sense, over 5.5 or betting something like that?
Either way, you don't think it's going to be quick.
I don't think it's quick. If it is quick, Gil, it's Minnesota for me. It's Phoenix can't handle the size of Minnesota. They're having bad shooting nights, whatever. It would be Minnesota rolling past Phoenix, not the other way around for me. But I do expect this to go 6 or 7 games.
And then the 4-5 is the Mavericks and the Clippers. Not quite as coin flippy, but boy, you get a lot of opinions on this series as well. The Mavericks are the 4 seed. They've got home court. What do you like here?
This is my favorite series, my favorite betting series of the first round. I bet the Mavericks as soon as this opens. So I got +110 on that. That's kind of moved around now. We're seeing about a coin flip on this one. I think it's about minus 110 both ways at most places. I love Mavericks. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard status up in the air. That has a lot to do with this. I do expect that he'll probably he will be back at some point in this series. Mavericks are on fire right now. I don't know how you get in front of this team. I'm not. I'm betting on them.
Oh, okay. So even more of a coin flip, as it turns out, as we do this right at this moment, just after 8 a.m. Pacific on Monday morning.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.